blog.ericmhunter.net. A bad game is bad forever. Games take time to be created. Sometimes that delivery date gets extended to incorporate new mechanics or to smooth out the edges. Other times, those days get shortened. Everyone suffers. Day one patches. 50 gigs of data required to be downloaded before the initial start and menu screens. These things have become second nature in the world of video games, and many of us have gotten used to the idea of a game not working until months after its release. Others wait until remastered versions, hoping the problems will be finally fixed. Most of the time, they still aren't. A bad game is bad forever. As time goes on, those missed launch dates, day one patches, poor customer service will mean nothing if your game is just plain terrible. You'll lose more people with a game full of glitches and missing features than you will those who have had to wait weeks, even months, longer than originally promised to play. Take your time and make the game you sought after to make the first time. No one needs more re-releases or HD remakes of games already in HD. Years from now, when someone new comes across your game on a virtual store shelf, your lasting reviews will determine if they purchase it or place it on a never-ending list of forgotten titles. For more topics like this on indie games and indie game development, check out my website, blog.ericmhunter.net.